She was probably one of the first lady medical doctors in Ladakhama. And she practiced mostly gynecology, and you know, a lot of the boys, you know, who now are grown up men, were, you know, brought into this world through her medical intervention with their mothers. So after she came back, after a house job, that was in 1954, she did a house job and then came back to Ladakhama, joined the civil hospital, but also she was involved in her own private practice also. Then she left the government service and became more of a private practitioner. My father was quite supportive of her. Unfortunately, my father expired in 1962. He met a road accident. And just after my mother was elected as a member of the West Pakistan Assembly. There was again a very, you know, unfortunate sort of development in her life. And she passed the rest of her days in almost, she was probably 35 then, 37. 37 then, and after that, you know, she passed all of her life without without him, and raised all of us, you know. And then there was the Family Planning Association of Pakistan, a very, very, very competent organization, and which was working really well. And she was also part of the APWA, All Pakistan Women, led by Begum Rana Lakhat Ali Khan. My mother was more close to the lady and the and Sir Shahnawaz. And in fact, you know, she was on the deathbed of Sir Shahnawaz Bhutto. When Sir Shahnawaz Bhutto was, you know, in his last days, my mother used to attend to her, even as a sort of a doctor. But she was very close to the lady. Mr. Bhutto was very, you know, sort of fond of her also, and was very respectful towards her all his life. He said, "But Adi, you are my candidate for the women's seats in the West Pakistan Assembly." So my mother used to tell me that, you know, I just laughed and I said, you know, he'll not remember, you know, he's saying that, but, you know, he's a big man and how can he remember that after that, you know. So she thought that, you know, it was just a comment, you know, which may not materialize. She was persistent in her approach, and I always found it, you know, even in the last minute when she was pretty ill also, she was, you know, till the end, she was that sturdy sort of woman who never gave up.
Absolutely.
And that's why, you know, she probably struggled through this monumental political journey after 73 and through all these turmoils of martial law and the Ziaulhaq regime, and then, you know, persisting with the Bhutto family.
Yes.
For a very long time, till Bibi's martyrdom in 2007. Prior to that, Mr. Bhutto's unfortunate execution.